Now?
No.
Oh, what are you ready to eat now?
I'm not ready to speak in 20 minutes. Not yet.
Might as well
go
over it.
What?
Before we have our last speaker besides Rabbi Phil. I want to thank everyone for coming, and not that this is my mesiba, but this is our mesiba. Just briefly about what Rabbi Nachman was saying. I do feel compelled to say that he probably doesn't know how right he was.
Oh, I know. My entire house is right.
No, meaning like this. I felt very strongly about having a mesiba in a home rather than in a hall after the past few years, because I do feel the mesiba is a powerful powerful thing for the chabur to be together, not necessarily in an environment we usually get in the Beis Medrash. By the way, if anyone ever feels Neir Gavriel is cramped, now you know it's not. This is cramped.
Very good.
And I felt that being in a hall, it's not the same thing. So I'm sorry that everyone was a little bit squished, but you know, if nothing came out of this, I actually got to know a few people's names, like people who were in the front, me and Shia, Michal in the back. You can also get to know everyone as well. You know, because maybe you'll hear more people speak about this, but obviously being a part of Chavura helps you with your shteiging. And obviously in this Chavura, there are tremendous opportunities to shteig, whether it's amongst the chaver, or whether it's taking advantage of Rabbi Yisrael, I mean, meaning of his of everything that he has to offer. Yeah. We're going to institute a new thing. It's called a number system. You take a number, you have 5 minutes, and that's it. And then maybe everyone will have a chance to ask all their shilas, and everyone's going to be happy. Anyways, but no. But the truth is that I was speaking to my wife about the fact that I really wanted. I felt strongly, but I said that no one's gonna. How can you fit 50 people inside someone's living room, and who's crazy enough to do with it? So she said, really, this is the way it went. She said, so we'll do it. We can do it. We'll just move all the furniture out, and we'll move all the furniture. You have no idea what was in that room. There were like 3 sewing machines, a couch, a table, 2 beds. We'll move it all out, and we can do it. Now, I just want to briefly introduce our next speaker. His name is Avrami Heimowitz. Now, if you don't know who he is, I'll tell you a way. And here, it's like there's a crowd. You might not be able to pick him out. Or in the basement, it's hard to pick him out. But if you come at 9:10 in the morning, he's like
9 o'clock.
Is it 9 o'clock? It's locked usually. Come at 9:10. He is that one guy who's sitting in the back third of the basement. So tomorrow morning, if you guys don't watch him right now, you'll see who he is tomorrow morning. Anyways, without further ado.
Good morning.
Bobby was tired, yeah.
Privilege and an honor to be part of such a chabura, very chash of a chabura. First of all, to get into the chabura, yeah, one must go through a very, very grueling questionnaire. Have you finished Nashim Nezikin a few times? No smartphones.
Really?
So that's when you first till you get there. Then, once you're in the chabura, we don't just have a rush chabura, we're also privileged to have a chashav mashgiach in our chabura. He lets you know when your allotted batala time is over. All joking aside,
it's
an absolute mechayev. It's a schuss to have you. It's a schuss to have your simchas achayim. It's a schuss to have coming, you know, the way you come these days with that simcha. Puts us all on notice. Famous question of Beis Yosef, obviously, is why was the first night in Eis, right? I think a basic answer, I don't know if it is or one of the 101 answers, but one of the basic answers is that it's not always the miraculous and the amazing that's a nest and that needs to be celebrated, but sometimes even something that we have on a daily basis, the finding the oil, the masa, pach shemen, even that sometimes needs to be taken in as a nes. I feel like we have a masa pach shemen every single day of our lives. We have an Eloi is an understatement of what we have. He makes us feel absolutely ridiculous every time we talk to him. That's why I stay away.
I
And it's a schos, and you're an absolute v'chai b'hem. We see you living with it. You teach us that what it means to live with halacha, what it means to live with... actually, until somebody asked me about the chabura, I said we have a really modern-day rabbi. He's caught up in, you know, he's caught up in the new world. His head is always in a screen. Anyway.
I'm
coming after you. Anyway, the Rebbeinu Shel Tzadik HaTamar, for you and your family, should only see nachas, and should only see nachas on the entire chabura. Ta'ar and his wife, like we were just saying, is that I don't think my apartment is any bigger than this, but some people just see this size and say, we can do it. Thank you very much. Schus should be with you. Right. The Shlach HaKadosh says on Hanukkah, says that the reason why Hanukkah comes on Vayeshiv and Miketz is because Yosef is a fundamental part of Hanukkah. Maybe a mahalach in what he means. Rav Kook in a contrast on Sefer Bereishis talks about Kedushas HaBachor. Why the Bachor is Reishis? Why Bachor is, right? What's the power of a Bachor, of stepping up for what you stand for? For the beginning of anything, a person, a Nachsha, and an Avraham Avinu, right? And he says is that Yaakov and Esav were both Kedushas HaBachor. Esav was the Kedushas HaBachor in Guf, in the physical, and Yaakov was the Kedushas HaBachor HaPnini, Sichlius, in the words of the Maral, that he continues to drive home in Ner Mitzvah. Using that foundation, Yaakov comes out of, right, he's bothered. He tries to grab on the Esav onto the Asi, right? Yitzchak, who's the Kaddish Vitar, right, doesn't see past more than, right? He can't see in the beyond because he's Kaddish. Sees Esav, he sees him as the Asi. As the Maral says, is that it wasn't just Asi in a physical sense, it was physical in his Ruchnius as well. The way he asked the Meister questions, the way he was able to pure a carbon. Yaakov, on the other hand, Yaakov is death. Yaakov is the Sichli. Yaakov is the Pnimi, that is the ultimate. He's the Yeshiv Tam Ishaholim. Right? Yaakov comes and has a taina to Esav. He says, that what? You're not really the Bechor. Why? Because I was B'machshav Atchila. I went in, which is not really a taina if you think about it. But if you think about it from a spiritual sense, it makes so much sense. Only on a spiritual sense. Why? To acquire the Bechor Pnimi, as Rukh says. He then is not satisfied with that. He wants to get the Bechor Gufni as well. What does he do? He buys it off with Dashu. Continue on, right? He goes through Esav's house and all, it's through Laban's house. And what happens? He's ready for Yosef. He says, Rashi says, when he has Yosef, I'm ready to fight Esav. Because one little thing of Yosef is able to fight the Esav. Because who's Yosef? Yosef is the Hamshacha. Yosef Hu HaMashver. Yosef is the Kedusha Sayyid. Yosef is able to fight the Esav. Based on that, what do we say? What?
That was deep.
You with me? B'ni Bechor Yisrael. Chassam Sefer says that this is the B'ni Bechor Yisrael. We say, maybe this is the Kedushas HaBachor of B'ni Bechor Yisrael, just like in Pesach. Chassam Sefer says that even though lighting the menorah is the Rabbanan, he says the Persume Nisa of the Nes Chanukah is the Raisa. He learns it out from Pesach. Could be this is what he means. The Kedushas HaBachor, that we say Yisrael, that he fights with the Malach. He shows the Malach that what? I'm not Yaakov, I'm Yashar Kel, I'm Yisrael. That's when he proves and he shows that I am the Bechor Gov and the Bechor Pnimi, and I'm the Yashar Kel, I'm the one that's with the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's where Yosef comes in play, and that's where Yosef maybe comes to Tchana. But Ni Bechor Yisrael, that's where we learn out that the Kedushas HaBachor makes you Yashar Kel throughout Klal Yisrael. This is what has given us our survival, our Pnimi, our be able to go Sichli, are able to go deeper. That's how we made it through the Yevanim, that's how we made it through Parai, and like Rabbi Stillerman Sr. was very busy, this is how we're going to get through today. This is what we are able to be Zecha, to Shep every single day. I appreciate what I get from Nechavera Yisra Makom, the Eivishter should help, and we should take the Bechor Pnimi, and we should continue as a Chabura to grow and grow, and take the Aragunas with us.
Today.
Oh, here we go.